times have you said that you've eaten badly? Maybe you've said it this week. Maybe you've said it today. Stop for a moment right now and think about what that really common statement is really saying and what that has to do with feeling guilty for eating, which is what today's podcast episode is all about. And get ready to do some written reflections to support your exploration of this very juicy topic. I'm Nadia Felsch, nutritionist and intuitive eating counselor. In this podcast, we explore the practical aspects of leaving the diet mentality behind and finding your own food and body freedom. Here's the thing. Saying that you ate badly or you were so bad yesterday because of how you ate is a really normal statement in our society. I know that. It's actually language that I hear from new clients all the time. So if we are saying that we ate badly, we are inherently saying we believe there's such a thing to begin with. So we're saying that we believe there's a good way to eat and there's a bad way to eat, which broken down means that we believe there are good foods and there are bad foods, which is really a conversation of morality, not one of fact and not even one of subjective human experience. At the core, when we speak like this, it is a self-commentary on how we view our own actions. So I ate this way. And then we label them in a binary, so good or bad. It is not experience-centered. It is not fact-centered. And it perpetuates such a vicious cycle. Because now, when we have that self-commentary, I ate badly, we're now feeling bad about ourselves as people based on the choices we made around food or good. That also has its problems. What the actual fuck? Did you realize any of this? And I wonder, as you're hearing me describe it, what is it like to sit with this concept? That when we say this throwaway, oh, I ate so terribly yesterday, that we're really saying the way we chose to act in the world is terrible, terrible, bad. And that has a reflection on us as a person. So food has no morality, zero. Food is not binary. Food is food. We get to define what it means to us and our experience. But, because I know that you might be going there, even if something, food, does make you feel physically bad, it doesn't make that food inherently bad or you bad for eating it. That morality nonsense is actually the thing that is driving us further and further into food guilt and further away from a peaceful and happy place with food. If you have a pen, a paper, or you want to jot down some thoughts, maybe in the notes section of your phone, now is the time to get situated. So I invite you to consider, to reflect, what is it that you feel guilty about? Like, what exactly do you feel guilty about if you make a particular food choice? And to who do you feel that guilt? So pause the episode and make some notes. Maybe you feel guilty to the concept, the societal norm of being good, inverted commas. Maybe it feels like you've cheated your eating plan. So again, something conceptual and external to you. Or maybe you feel guilty to your body because it doesn't feel how you want it to feel or how you think it's meant to feel. Okay, so another reflection. Again, get yourself situated. What do you notice that this guilt that you're feeling tends to create? So is it that you now feel more fearful of food? Do you mistrust yourself and your body? Does it create this even larger divide with this concept of good and bad food? See, it is good for me. See, it is bad for me. Does it reinforce that even more? Or is it making you feel peaceful? Chances are slim on the latter. How we talk about food matters. And it is one part of leaving the diet mentality behind. which is supported by paying attention and centering your own experience above anything else. So I'm going to give you an actual example of this. So Becky, after she listens to this episode, she notices that whenever she eats a burger, she's actually labeling it to both herself and maybe to others as well as naughty. And she takes on an emotional response to that label. She feels naughty. So she knows she likes burgers. That's really clear to Becky. But this feeling of being naughty actually is leading to feeling guilty. You know, I feel like I've done something wrong, Becky says. And that thought and that feeling and that guilt goes around and around and around after she eats the burger. And it can actually make her feel like, hey, I need to be really good tomorrow. I shouldn't eat burgers for a while. You know, maybe I got to go to the gym a bit longer. I got to work it off. Can you see how this binary kind of really black and white view of food in this example with Becky not only created the food guilt itself, but really key here is it disconnected her entirely from her whole eating experience. She was so focused on how bad she felt about what she'd eaten that she couldn't connect to and learn anything about the experience otherwise. She was so hell-bent on making herself feel bad for what she perceived to be bad. So she's not noticing her fullness. She's not noticing her satisfaction, which, by the way, were absolutely impacted adversely because she felt guilty. Her guilt did not give her the opportunity to check in with her body, her experience, and see if that food worked or didn't for her so she could clock the information for the future. All right, this is facts. Without good and bad binary nonsense, Becky never would have felt guilty about eating that burger. That concept would never have happened. And instead, this is really cool. I mean, not having guilt is cool, but so is this. She would know whether or not a burger was the best call for her and her body, because only she knows that, in that particular moment or experience. And maybe she would have eaten it and maybe she wouldn't, but either way, she would have moved on. And to come back to my earlier mention of, you know, food sometimes making us feel physically bad. So maybe we determine we just don't like the way something digests for us. We don't like the way it sits. We don't like something sensation kind of driven. We don't like it. That is really important information. We need to clock it. We need to use it in the future. That's respecting our body. That is healthy eating. It still doesn't make that food good or bad. And I need to address this. This goes both ways. This is not just about the commonly demonized so-called bad foods, because I can guarantee you what we put in those good and bad columns are pretty universally agreed upon. How is it that we all have this concept of what is good and what is bad and what to feel guilty about when we live in different climates, we have different cultural ancestry? The answer is diet culture, clearly. But we need to address the fact that this morality, this piousness, this, oh, look how good I am and how well I'm doing because of the way I'm eating, that can be really toxic too. Enter, you know, clean eating, just complete fuckery. I've been there personally. I know how toxic that is. I mean, it can lead for some folks, like it did to me, to orthorexia as an eating disorder. So just because we eat foods that we deem good and therefore we feel good about those from an emotional level doesn't mean we now have a healthy relationship to food. This goes both ways. Because we need to remember, food is food. It is not moral. It is not good or bad. And it is not actually any one thing. What matters is what you know about that food for you and your body. That is what is healthy. You know, one client said to me in a session recently, and I thought this was so cool. I have to share it with you. She said, I'm working on not having a no list anymore, because she has come to this realization of how toxic this guilt is driving her, but also how toxic the good list is too, because then she feels trapped and pressured. And it actually drives her to want more so-called bad foods. So I have an invitation for you. If you want to take further action, if you want to reduce food guilt in your life, again, get yourself situated to take some notes and to reflect. The number one thing to do is pay attention to the way that you are speaking about food in general. Number two, work on the language. So instead of labeling it with really unhelpful and, to be honest, sometimes really meaningless adjectives like junk food, unhealthy food, real food. Gosh, I hate that one. And I know I've used it so much. Good food, healthy food, unhealthy food. Just call the damn food what the damn food is. It's an apple. It's an egg. It's a burger. I know it's super simple, but it's really powerful. Number three, if you are desperate, if you really want an adjective, I got to say, I love an adjective. Name an objective element of the food. You know, maybe it's sweet. Maybe it's crunchy. Maybe it's spicy. And number four, seek support to continue unpacking your relationship to food. You do not need to do this on your own. For all of the links and notes from today's exploration of why you feel guilty for eating, head to my website, nadiafelsch.com/podcast, or you'll find the link in your podcast player. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next time.